The arrow of time points in but one direction, Emilio Sparks.
Time, why you punish me?
I thought you were going to sing Time is on My Side from the Stones.
Oh, I do like that. Like the Prophet Jagger once said, you can't always get what you want, but you get what you need.
Absolutely.
Why does it always start like this when we get together?
What do you mean?
It's just...
This is how things go.
Just deep and introspective, sometimes a little existential.
This is PCMC. I'm Mike Bongiorno. I'm here today with the man bun.
It's high.
It's very high man bun today. The co-host of Rassle Rap.
There you go.
As well as PCMC.
There you go. I'm a man of many co's.
You are cozy.
I am.
Mr. Emilio Sparks.
Hi.
How are you?
I've missed you, pal.
I've missed you too. How are things?
It's been a while since I've seen you.
I don't know. The last time I saw you, you were all banged up.
Yeah, I was. I was pretty banged up.
You were emotionally banged up.
Yeah, I was. But I was also 139 pounds.
How you doing now?
I'm trying to slowly get up back up there, and therapy works wonders.
Absolutely, therapy works wonders.
So we're slowly getting back to where we were.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Onward and upward, always.
That's it.
You know, when you do something bad, or when something bad happens to you, you just gotta stop and say, you know what, I'm all too human.
That's it.
I am all. That's the get out of jail free card for anything. You could kill a puppy, and people are like, what did you do? And you just look at them and go, I'm all too human. And it's like, you can't argue it. You are.
And then you just walk away.
We are flawed beings.
We are. We are just flesh and bone.
Yeah. How's yoga going?
I love it. I'm almost at handstand level now.
Whoa.
Yeah, I can do it with an assist on the wall.
Okay.
But I'm almost, I can launch myself up and I can keep myself up, but then I look like a weeble wobble.
Can you make the rocks?
Oh, yes.
Go?
Yes.
Can you keep R2 on your foot?
Oh, totally.
While you're upside down?
I can, yeah. I can do that.
And I get size that. Matters not.
No. It's just a matter of, but see, the difference is, and what Yoda didn't teach young Padawan was the fact that you have to make your belly, you have to constrict it almost into like a diamond shape.
Mm-hmm.
So like when most people do a handstand, yeah, your initial reaction is you want to push your belly out.
Uh-huh.
What you have to do is suck your belly in. And
tighten
then,
that
and
core.
Then, and then tighten the diaphragm.
Your belly, all the fibers of it, as well as the skin and the shirt you're wearing, are all one with the Force. The Force is not a power that a Jedi uses. That is vanity.
Yes, it is.
The Force exists on its own. It flows through all living things.
Like my yoga practice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a lot of new ageism in Star Wars.
Oh, totally. And now that I actually understand and have watched the product.
Uh-huh.
Not many times, like one sitting.
Yeah.
And I probably would pick up on these subtle nuances, yeah, or new-aged, you know, theories if I watched a little
Absolutely.
Bit more.
Absolutely.
I have to sit and watch it with you one day.
Ah. That could be very... That could be good or annoying.
You probably just won't shut up.
Yeah, I'd be like, look at this shot.
Which is fine. Which is fine, because I would
I'd
love
like,
to.
I like that sound effect. That's Ben Burtt. He created that by hitting a spoon on the side of a fucking metal rod.
Yeah, see, I think that's the way I should watch it with you. I would love to do that.
That'd be so much fun.
Yeah, man.
So today, we've got a ton of news. So we're not going to do Trailer Corner. Usually we do news and then trailers. But we just... I don't know why. There's just been a lot of news, and I think some of these news stories will be interesting to
you. You think I give a shit about them?
I think you might have a couple cents.
All right.
2 cents.
So let's hit the news.
The creator of Super Soaker.
I remember that. I used to have one.
You fucking bet you did.
Fucking hey.
I want to know which one you had in
just
a second.
Oh, I had the old school, dude. I had the first one. It was the yellow with the green canister.
Ooh.
Once it went like above and beyond with like multiple canisters and like bigger guns, I was like, I'm out.
Well, that's all it could do, right? They just every season it'd be like, hey, guess what? Now you could hold even more water.
Yeah.
Because they realized the creative Super Soaker realized the problem with water guns was always having to refill it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, how about we give you a gun that can shoot 12 yards, someone sting someone in the eye.
Yeah.
And remember the one with the backpack?
Yeah, you had a whole like container. It was insane to me. And then you had backup containers. Like, I always found Super Soakers and Nerf to be rather problematic.
It's funny you say that, because the creator of Super Soaker also is the creator of Nerf.
Really? I did not know
that.
And
he sued Hasbro, and he just won $73 million.
Must be nice.
The Atlanta-based company behind Super Soaker, Water Gun, and Nerf Toy Guns has been awarded nearly $73 million in royalties from toy maker Hasbro Incorporated, according to the law firm King & Spalding. Johnson Research and Development Company, founded by Lonnie Johnson — Lonnie Johnson's the creator of Nerf and Super Soaker — have been in a royalty dispute with Hasbro since February, when the company filed a claim against the giant toy company. According to King & Spalding, with the A. Lee Baker PC law firm, represented Johnson, Hasbro underpaid royalties for the Nerf line of toys from 2007 to 2012. You dirty birds. Quote, "In the arbitration, we got everything we asked for," said Atlanta attorney Lee Bayer. The arbitrator ruled in Lonnie's favor. The attorney also said Johnson is very pleased with the outcome.
Yeah, $73 million. He might be
pleased. I'd be pleased, too. Johnson could not be reached for comment. He was too busy filling up his Super Soaker in the backyard with a hose. The arbitration agreement resolved a 2001 inventor's dispute in which Hasbro agreed to pay Johnson royalties for products covered by his Nerf line of toys, specifically the N-Strike and Dart Tag brands. Now, I loved Super Soaker. I remember when that came out, it was like another level.
Yeah, because prior to that, you had to get the little cheap plastic bodega store guns, and they look like little machine guns or little, like, you know, six shooters.
Right, like a little 45 or whatever.
Yeah, and you had the little plastic cap that you would tuck into the gun.
And you got to be careful with that, because that thing would
shoot off
immediately.
And then you're fucked. And then you're like, well, damn, I have to get another 99-cent toy.
Right. And there was no distance on it.
No.
You had to really be right next to somebody.
I had to literally be sitting really close to you to do it. Like, I would tell you, Michael, you have a dance with the devil by the pale moonlight. But I'd have to be really close to you in order to scare you.
Right, absolutely.
Like, this is how I am now.
Right.
And also, how uncomfortable is this?
It's very uncomfortable.
Right?
Yeah.
So now, I could be like a sniper.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It went from modeled after, like, handguns in the street to, like, military-grade weaponry. You fill that bad boy up and you take care of business.
Yo, and you think about it, too. Like, they were promoting gun use at such a young age.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And growing up in the 80s, as we did, you know, I had
guns
RoboCop
galore.
Toys. Yeah. I had Rambo toys.
I had a Rambo machete.
I had a Rambo machine gun with a rocket launcher on it.
Just thick pieces of plastic.
Yeah. And it was so violent.
Oh, yeah.
But I loved it because it made all sorts of lights and noises.
And you thought you were Rambo saving the day.
Yeah, I thought I was going in, killing those filthy commies.
Yeah, you had no idea about the geopolitical agenda of those movies.
No, I just knew they drew first blood.
They always did. I didn't draw first blood. They drew first blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to launch a rocket at your face.
And and then we win.
Yeah, I believe that was 89 I got that.
Yeah, tie a bandana around your head.
I don't think I did, but I did.
Oh, of course. Well, yeah, I mean, you have to. If you're going to do it, you got a continuity.
Was it 89 or 90? Because I remember specifically I had 1 year where I got that Rambo, like, gun. I got some Batman Michael Keaton toys.
Sounds like an 89 year.
And I also got, and maybe you had some of these too, American Gladiator toys.
Yes, I did. This was definitely an 89 year.
89.
Maybe on the cusp of 90.
Yeah, yeah, it was about to be 90.
Yeah.
That was
a good time.
I'm glad Lonnie
made 73 mil.
I'm glad he kicked fucking Hasbro in the fucking
Hasbro
shins.
What are they doing over there lately?
They are dropping the ball. This is not an official news story.
Okay. But we're gonna break you down, though.
I'm gonna shoot this out here. All right. Haven't done the research. I just read it today. Okay. Apparently, they their license on Star Wars just, like, ran out, and instead of immediately re-upping it, they haven't. And this is a big – are they going to give up one of their biggest things? Are they going to get back on it? Are they – What's happening?
Well, what have they done with it in the past couple of years? You have been very vocal that it has not been good.
It's been terrible. And the just the card backs of the figures are so flimsy. It's like, why is this so cheap?
Yeah.
How did we get here?
Well, I mean, you know, the cost to making the toys got cheaper and the cost to buy them got more expensive.
Well, maybe they don't need 1,000 points of articulation. It's 4 inches. Let his head move. Let his arms move up and down.
Yeah, but then how do you market a new toy?
Just fucking, it's not about articulation, Emilio. It's about toyetic joy.
Yeah,
it's about joining the rebellion against the evil empire. Yeah, and I think that's what Hasbro's lost.
But don't you want Karate Fighter Poe that can bend in mad like poses?
No. I never liked action features on a figure.
No.
Cuz it meant your figure could only do one thing. Like, remember the wrestler ones, the one that were like very cartoonish looking?
Yes.
There was a lot of them that would just like you'd squeeze it and it'd pop.
I love those more than the ones that they have now.
Is that true?
The ones
they have now are...
It was the Hasbros. It was the WWF Hasbro toys.
But what I love about the ones now is their genuine scale. Like, if a guy's taller in real life, his figure would be taller than another figure.
I completely understand that. The only tall figure that the WWE Hasbro toys had was Andre the Giant, because he had to be bigger than all the other toys, because he was a bigger toy.
Yeah.
Because he was the Giant.
He certainly was. So Barnes & Noble had an idea.
You remember that company?
Yeah. They're in the news. They had a great idea. No, actually, it was a terrible idea. They thought it was a great idea. They thought, hey, you know what? Black History Month is coming up. Why don't we take a bunch of classic books and give them new covers, but on the covers, make these characters diverse. So let's reprint The Wizard of Oz, but on the cover, it's a black Dorothy. They thought this was a great idea, and the internet thought, no, it's not. Take a look at this. Look at that African-American Frankenstein. Maybe their heart was in the right place, but boy, is this misguided. Romeo and Juliet, Moby Dick is African-American. It's just, so author L.L. McKinney refers to this as literary blackface. There are many ways to get this right. They had to look for a way to get this wrong. That's author L.L. McKinney's response to Barnes & Noble's, quote, diverse editions campaign. McKinney's most recent book, A Dream So Dark, is a sequel to A Blade So Black, a contemporary retelling of Alice in Wonderland with a black female lead. The bookselling chain announced this month that they were going to release classic books with new covers that reimagined protagonists as characters of color. These included Frankenstein, Peter Pan, Dr. Jekyll, and Mr. Hyde, among others. Almost all by white authors about white characters. This is... By the way, I'm reading this from NPR. What do you think of this? I mean, I kind of want to skewer them, but I kind of... The actual covers themselves are cool looking. Nice looking designs. And I'm always for taking a classic book and giving it a new, fresh design. But not changing anything in the books? I don't know. I mean, you wouldn't want to change anything in the books, but at the same time, having Moby Dick, but then on the cover, you know, Captain Ahab is African American. Like, what do you...
Or you can just, instead of doing that nonsense, why don't you just highlight and big up the work of Toni Morrison, James Baldwin,
you mean Maya Angelou. Re-released classic books by black authors?
Yes, Angie Thomas, Octavia E. Butler, Ralph Ellison, Langston Hughes, Barack Obama, Richard Wright. I mean, I could keep on going. Oprah Winfrey, Malcolm X, Alex Haley, Jacqueline Woodson.
But what about Frankenstein, but he's black?
No, highlight
I know
African American authors.
It's very stupid.
I don't understand. Like I don't understand. The work of James Baldwin alone is beautiful. Right. Just highlight that.
Right. It's a real fuck up on Barnes & Noble's
part. Huge fuck up.
Yeah.
God.
But the idea that they thought like this is gonna fucking really. you could just tell it was like a room full of white guys high fiving each other.
Oh yeah,
like
oh yeah,
we did it. We fucking did it. Twitter's gonna love this.
No,
holy shit. You know what, guys? I know it's only 3. Go home. We did it today. We did it. Take an early.
take a summer Friday.
Take an early dinner.
Take a summer Friday. Oh, fucking idiots.
And then Twitter's like, are you fucking kidding me?
God. So stupid. I would love to read some of the tweets.
So stupid.
Oh, I got to find that hashtag.
Oh, I bet it's fantastic. What else is in the news? So there's a new Ghostbusters film coming out.
I saw a trailer for that. Didn't we discuss that a long time ago, you and I?
The trailer or the movie?
The trailer.
I don't remember if we did.
I mean, it probably wasn't on the
this
show.
This is episode like 120. Oh, you mean off the show?
Yeah.
I don't remember anything that happens off the show.
No, I know. This is how you get a text message from Mike. Ready? Hey, what's up? And before you can even respond, hey, I got you booked for episode 123456.
It's
this day, this time.
You gotta always be taking care of business.
You are Michael Business Bourne.
But don't make it like I tell you when to be there.
No, I
ask you.
Yeah, of course,
what works for
of
you.
Of course.
I am very accommodating to everyone who comes on the show.
I know you are. You're very lovely. You're a lovely human being.
But we talked about this off the show.
Yeah, we did. It would be nice for you to remember. You know, I was just traveling the country for 9 months and wanted to have a little vestige at home, so I would talk to some people that would ground me.
Well, what did you think of that Ghostbusters Afterlife trailer?
I mean, okay, look. I think the first two movies were more tongue-in-cheek and rather whimsical about the afterlife. Would I like to see them? I don't need them to go flatliners or ghost on us.
Uh-huh.
But I think exploring the afterlife a little bit more, maybe on the other side, would be cool.
Because you have Egon is dead.
Morta.
Right. So
worm food.
Right. So they're, It's an interesting tone because it looks more like Stranger Things. It doesn't look, there's not really any comedy in the trailer.
It's a very Stranger Things movie.
And also, it's in the country. You see them with the Ecto-1 in cornfields, whereas you think of the original Ghostbusters, it's so New York City.
But then how did the Ecto-1 get there?
I guess Egon retired and he
went to the country?
He went to the country. I guess.
You know, it really has that, well, let's take all this cool shit, right? That Stranger Things did. 80s nostalgia, big buzzwords.
Let's get your Finn Wolfhard. He's good for that.
There you go. Let's do that. All right, he knows how to tickle the pickle of everybody with nostalgia.
Yes.
Let's take a franchise that was on life support when the Paul Feig vehicle for Ghostbusters came out.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's just undo what we did with that.
Yeah.
And now let's just beat a dead horse again.
Mm.
And see what can we do. So, oh, here's what works. Stranger Things works. Oh, here's what works. Ghostbusters kind of works.
Yeah.
Let's just throw them together. Test tube it.
It is interesting that you had this experiment of all-female cast and people didn't like it. And this time around, they're like...
Children.
How about all kids? How about little kid Ghostbusters?
Because you love little kids.
Yeah. Everybody loved that season of the cartoon where it was... two little kids and Slimer.
All kids.
And fucking the Ghostbusters were barely in it.
Because you want to know something? Here's the deal.
That's when they renamed it Slimer and the real Ghostbusters.
Listen, here's the deal. Let's call a spade here.
Okay, wow. All right.
People don't want to abuse little children. They won't sit there and say, well, you know what? Fuck these kids. I'm not going to... this is not my Ghostbusters. Uh-huh. I'm not seeing a movie with children running around with proton packs.
You think that's it?
I think they see these inquisitive little 11s
on 11s.
Stranger Things running around and trying to be like the Goonies.
Yeah.
And be like, well, you know what? Those kids are adorable. We can't shit talk those children.
Okay.
We'll shove them out there a little bit more. And then we'll have the lovable Paul Rudd.
Yeah, you can't go
wrong. The oldest living teenager of all time.
He beat Dick Clark. He is, in fact, the eternal teenager.
Dude, not a fucking wrinkle on his face,
no,
man.
Because I don't think he's ever had a bad day.
No, look at him.
He's enjoying life.
I love him. He lives in Kansas City, Missouri.
Is that true?
Yes, he does. He's a big Chiefs fan.
Wow.
Yeah. Let me tell you, have you ever been to Kansas City?
I have not.
Let me tell you something, pal.
Yeah?
Flatland.
Yeah.
As far as the eye can see.
Really?
It's actually really pretty out there. The air is really, really crisp. I liked Kansas City on my couple of loops that when I was out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. It wasn't bad. I mean, I couldn't really eat anything. But yeah.
Why? Not a lot of vegan restaurants
no,
in Kansas City?
No, a lot of barbecue. A lot of barbecue.
A lot of barbecue.
A lot of barbecue. The Italian food was kind of skewed as well. But it's all right.
Well, since you're a foodie, this is the story. As a tie-in, they're coming out with...
oh, God.
Ghostbusters Twinkies.
Oh, God. Blue slime. Oh, God.
Blue interior for
oh,
the cream.
Oh, God.
Blue cream.
That's just cancer causing in your fucking body.
Doesn't that look delicious?
No. No.
The reason for this tie-in, of course, is that in the original Ghostbusters, there's the bit where Egon is trying to explain to Winston how much supernatural energy there is in a city. And he's like, imagine this Twinkie where all the whatever. And he describes the size of it. So because of that, we have the tie-in. Now, for the all-female-led one, they did this as well, but they did it with green, which makes more sense.
Yeah.
This is blue.
That's the new color.
It's
kind of like the different color lightsabers.
Yeah, but there's never been blue slime.
Maybe this
there's pink slime.
Well, maybe there's going to be blue slime. Pink. Well, maybe there's going to be blue slime in his movie.
Maybe. I know that you're very, very healthy man
now.
I'm
not eating this.
I know you're a very, very healthy man now.
I'm not eating
that. But you weren't always.
Always. No.
Did you ever enjoy
a Twinkie?
Twinkies?
Yes, I did. I like devil dogs better than Twinkies.
This is what I'm saying. Twinkie is like always the go-to reference.
Yeah.
But Twinkies were never my favorite.
No.
I like devil dogs better. I liked Little Debbie things better. You know, I liked honey buns. I liked cookies.
Funny Bones were good too.
Yeah.
Funny Bones was the devil's food cake.
Yeah.
With peanut butter dipped in hard chocolate.
Yeah, I preferred those.
Twinkies, I never really got into the Twinkies.
Ho-Hos.
Ho-Hos were good, too.
Which are like Twinkies, but they got chocolate on the outside. Twinkies don't have any chocolate.
No.
I never got it.
No, they fucking suck.
It was never a big thing in my household. Now, will I get these? Yes, I will.
Will you eat them?
You bet I will.
Oh. No.
Can't wait to
squeeze
that blue cream in my mouth.
No, dude, that's got to be like all those dyes.
It's probably just a little bit of dye in the cream.
Yeah, all right. All right, cool. Try pee purple. You get a fucking pee blue for a week.
Oh. You have a drink, what is it, beets?
Yes.
Is it beets that makes you pee red?
Yes, you pee and you shit.
You got to remember. You got to write
down.
Oh,
I thought I had a hemorrhoid. Oh, I thought I had hemorrhoids.
You
got
to write down on the back of your hand, I had beets.
I literally thought I shit blood.
Yeah, you're like, oh, this is it. I'm dead. Oh, wait. I had beet juice.
I remember, not going to lie, I was in Mobile, Alabama. I was drinking beet.
That's where Forrest Gump is from, right?
I was drinking beet juice.
Sure.
And I shit blood or red.
Right. You thought you were dying. You thought you were bleeding in your chest.
Yeah. And I'm flipping out. And now, you know, you're in your hotel room alone.
Sure.
You know, the first person you text is your buddies in the group text.
Right.
That you're on the road with. And, you know, my riding partners. And I was like, hey, guys, a little predicament here. I'm shitting blood. What do you think I should do?
I'm shitting
blood.
So then,
you know, my one of my friends who is the king of logical thinking always goes, hey, idiot.
Did you have beets?
You drank three beet juices.
Oh, Jesus.
3 days in a row.
Were you like ejaculating red as well? That's a lot of beet.
Well, I mean, you're
it's a lot of beet juice.
I mean, we're in the area, and you find the one place that you can go to eat.
Yeah,
that's where you're gonna go.
Right.
And I was drinking beet juice.
Ugh, I don't mind beet juice in other juice, but beet juice alone.
Well,
beets in general. I'm not a beets fan.
It's very earthy.
Ugh, no.
I love the beets. Ahio, killer tofu.
All right, listen, everybody.
E-I-E.
This is the kind of references you get on PCMC.
Does anybody even know
if
that?
You don't know what the beats are,
right?
You go Google that shit.
If you're feeling kind of funny, just stick right by your buddy.
Doug.
Fucking E-I-E.
Doug funny.
Yeah. But no, please don't do that.
Okay, I won't.
You're such a liar. You are just such a fucking Ghostbusters whore that I know you're going to do it.
Uh-huh.
You're going to buy... And you have no, listen, like obviously you're a man that doesn't really succumb to his vices anymore, but when it comes to pop culture and toys and things that are tied into the things that you like that are edible, you'll buy out an entire like case.
When you're an addict.
That's what we're calling it now.
When you're an addict, you can never not be an addict.
Yeah.
You can only try to be addicted to good things.
How many Mickey Mouse ice cream bars did you eat?
Well, me and Jen had a whole.
I'm not talking about Jen. How many did you eat?
Whatever half of a thing is. Four? Five?
Bullshit. You're not. No, bullshit.
I swear to God.
How many are in the thing?
And then I gave a whole package to Mike Fischetti out of kindness in my heart because Mickey's about kindness.
Yes, yes. Fischetti's a beautiful man, so I would like to share that as well. But bullshit, you only ate four. Bullshit.
I only had four.
Guarantee you were like wolfing them motherfuckers
now,
down. Bro.
When I go to Disney.
And how many are you eating?
I don't know about that, but I'm eating the Mickey waffles every goddamn morning.
Well, it's a waffle.
Mickey waffle.
I can, yeah, well, you put it, yeah. Oh, how much those waffles going to cost you, Fal?
You know, but we got a meal plan.
Oh, okay.
So that shit's all paid for.
It's like college. It's like
it is like college. It is like college.
You go back to college.
Yeah.
Mickey waffles.
Mickey waffles. You fucking bet.
Oh, God. Do you want to tell the people what room you stayed in?
Oh, the Little Mermaid room. They know. Listeners of this podcast know I'm in the Little Mermaid room. We're going to be recording live. Well, not live, but...
live to tape. We're going to go live on Instagram, folks.
Live to tape from the Little Mermaid room.
Why don't you go on the Pop Culture Man Children Instagram live so I can watch?
Yeah. I need to... I've been thinking about other things.
What are you thinking about?
I don't know, maybe starting a TikTok.
Oh, don't do that.
Maybe then. Getting on Twitter. I think I really got to get on Twitter.
Oh, wait a minute.
I've been avoiding Twitter for so long.
Wait a minute.
This podcast needs to get on Twitter.
There used to be
a
Twitter account.
For me?
For you.
Yeah, but I think I tweeted one thing ever.
So there is Mike Likes Media. So then I click on Mike Likes Media.
Yeah.
Right? Big following. Huge. 98. And Mike would be like...
I think I had one tweet, though.
No, you had several. Here's one.
Did I really? No, yeah. I did not.
There needs to be a hashtag just for Staten Island gas stations. SI is open.
Oh, that was during that... Remember when there was like a bit of a gas shortage?
Yeah. Wolf Blitzer has been sitting in his own pee for about an hour now.
Oh, that must have been, was that November? Was that must have been election night.
Here's so from 3/24/11.
Okay.
Came up with the best cheesy.
Wow, this is 9 years ago.
Came up with the best cheesy pickup lines. Baby, I'm going to flip you over and enjoy your sugary bottom like you were a Mario's Italian ice.
You know what? I stand by that bit.
Here's one.
Oh.
Is it creepy that I watch my life as Liz?
Wait, I don't even remember what that program is.
It used to be on MTV.
What was it?
My Life is Liz. She was just this young girl that was like was leaving her small town and moving to New York City.
That's a fun bit.
Oh, wait.
Holy shit.
Just tell me who won so I could go to the gym. I don't even know what that is.
Wow.
Like your Twitter, James Cameron is actually beginning to look like Lucas. Blue people.
Yeah.
I could keep on going. You had some dudes.
I'm surprised. I really don't remember tweeting this much.
Yeah. There's some here that, there's some really fucking funny ones.
I know you're going to say there were some offensive ones that I won't do in the air.
No. Well, on this day 87 years ago, Jesus the rabbit peeked his head out from his hole and saw his shadow, predicting another century of hate.
Wow.
That was from 4/12/09.
Easter. It had to be Easter. Yeah. Well, you know.
Easter's never on the 12th, pal, but all
right. Well, I mean, it was around then, right?
Yeah, so why don't you resurrect the Mike Likes Media Twitter?
No, because...
Because, but then you could...
But I want the pot. I would make it a PCMC Twitter. Yeah,
but you have this one.
But no, who cares about that?
Come on, you could say, hey, follow me on Twitter, at Mike Likes Media.
I want to get more people listening to the program.
Well, like I have WrestleRap, but then I also have at Emilio Sparks on Twitter. You can have two accounts. Mike Likes Media should just
much.
Be... But Mike Likes Media should just be the whole... I know you want to stay on brand, so maybe that's best. I don't know, but you already have the work. Like, you already put the work in. You know what I mean? And look at your picture.
It was me. It was a face in the hole. My face over a My Little Pony.
Very chubby you, by the way.
Yes. You bet it is.
Wow.
So everyone, look up Mike Likes Media. So next news story. CEO of Disney, Bob Iger, apologized to a school.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So this school, right, they were having a fundraiser for the Parent Teacher Association. So they decided to show The Lion King. So wouldn't you know it, somehow Disney finds out, and they send them a bill for $250 because they need that. This was a fundraiser for
the
school.
Funds. To raise funds.
Right.
Okay. I'm following along.
The PTA president, Dave Rose, said, quote, one of the dads bought the movie at Best Buy. He owned it. We literally had no idea we were breaking any rules. Anytime a movie is shown outside of the home, legal permission is needed to show it, as is considered a public performance. So of course, they put this online. Everyone saw that Disney was trying to milk $250 out of these fucking people. And I think in a smart move, the CEO apologized.
Did he give him back the money?
Yes. He also said, this is his tweet. Our company at Walt Disney Co. apologizes to the Emerson Elementary School PTA, and I will personally donate to their fundraising initiative.
It's $250.
I don't know how much this man got a fucking bonus last year. That's more than you and I will ever make in our lives. Yeah. He could have slipped him a cool mill and been fine.
Easy. And could have given him a whole media lab.
But isn't that Disney, right?
Pal, come on, pal.
I've spent more than $250 on Disney this week. And they need $250?
How much were those fucking fun bracelets you and Jen got?
What fun bracelets? Oh, those, no, those are the magic bands. Those
fucking gimmicks.
No, those, you need those in the park. They're like your key. They're the key to your room. They're how you buy things. The
key to your heart.
Yeah, it's key to your heart. Yeah,
remember, but they didn't have those how many years ago?
Oh, when I went 20 years ago.
When did those fucking fun gimmicks start?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I have some time in the last.
So now you need them.
You do. That's how you get around.
That's how cryptocurrency is going to make its way into the real world soon. You got to have to start wearing a Disney fun band.
It's how you spend a lot of money without actually seeing the green and thinking about it.
So
you just swipe your little magic band and
so that's what you're gonna
it'll
do?
Go to your room.
Oh, I need it. Oh, my God. You know what? It's 2 o'clock. I need my fucking Mickey waffle fix.
Yeah. I need a Dole Whip. Yes. That's exactly what it's going to be.
Or ching ching. That's what it is. Or this one. Sucker. And then you see Bob Iger sitting there with his feet up looking at your money that's just coming in, smoking a cigarette, lighting it with a $1,000 bill, going, there's one born every minute.
It's like that. Know what it's like? It's like that scene in Casino where the camera goes through the back and you see them counting all the money.
Yep.
And Joe Pesci's like, the house always wins.
Yeah, that's going to be, you see Goofy and Donald, Huey, Dewey, and Louie
counting money.
And then at the feet, you just see them putting it all on Bob Iger's feet.
Yep.
Bow before your king.
The visual effects community got mad at the Oscars.
For?
Because, I don't know, did you see the Oscars?
I sat through a couple of speeches.
James Corden, who's on a quest to be in every bad movie ever.
Yeah.
And Rebel Wilson, similar quest.
Yeah.
They came out dressed as their Cats characters.
Okay.
But with their hair, with their hands bare.
Yeah.
The joke being that very famously when the movie first came out, the VFX were so rushed that there were scenes where you could see their hands had no CGI on them. So they were kind of making fun of their own movie.
Unfunny joke.
Right. And introducing the category for best visual effects. Well, the people who work in visual effects didn't find this funny. Let's see. This is from Variety. Like Thor's computer-generated hammer raining down on his enemies, Hollywood's Visual Effects Society is speaking out against last night's Academy Award telecast for making them the butt of the joke. In a scathing statement, the group of more than 4,000 artisans expressed offense over the presentation of the Oscar for Best Visual Effects, which featured Cat stars James Corden and Rebel Wilson decked out in fursuits, poking fun at their musical misfire on stage at the Dolby Theater. Quote, last night, in presenting the Academy Award for Outstanding Visual Effects, the producers chose to make visual effects the punchline and suggested that bad VFX were to blame for the poor performance of the movie Cats.
Yeah, not just really bad cinematography.
Well, this
and
is
acting.
I really like this. This is funny. The statement said, quote, the best visual effects in the world will not compensate for a story told badly. The Visual Effects Society is focusing on recognizing, advancing, and honoring visual effects as an art form and ensuring that the men and women working in VFX are properly valued. I get it. I get it because these people do tend to be underpaid. These people do make all this magic happen.
I mean, in the last 10 years alone, they're responsible.
For everything.
Responsible for why these movies are as good as they are.
Look at the last two highest grossing movies, Avatar and Avengers Endgame. You have no movie without VFX.
No, you don't.
And typically when VFX is bad, it's not bad artists. It's these producers who don't know anything about it give them put a clock on them that's way too little time, or they make bad decisions from the outset. The idea that with Cats, instead of wearing any actual fur, just having them act and then put all the fur on later was always a bad idea.
Painstaking.
Yeah. Ugh.
Painstaking.
So, you know what? I'm for this just because people don't, you know, everyone goes, well, you know, who cares, boo-hoo, you work in the film industry. But, you know, people who work behind a desk, you know, where it's like, what are you doing today, Bob? Oh, for the next 8 hours, I'm working on Thanos' eyebrow.
Yeah. Like, it's more than 8 hours.
Right. That guy is not rich.
Oh, and then I have to take my work home with me and sit there for another 20 hours.
And then James Corden's going to mock me as if he's ever done anything good besides episodes of Doctor Who that were good.
No, all he does is just sit there and sing in the car.
I
don't understand. I don't want to be a hater. No. Listen. In the realm of talk shows,
he's the worst.
Evening talk shows.
Oh, he's awful.
He doesn't rank in the top five.
He's awful.
I don't know how that. Like, all he does literally is carpool karaoke for fucking YouTube.
Yeah, he's not good.
Not good.
He wanted to be
a pop star. That's what he wanted to be. And he fell into acting because of the Doctor Who gig. Launched him into superstardom.
And he's the voice of Peter Rabbit. It's literally like, if there's a bad movie, he's in it.
He's in it.
He's like, I need to be in on this.
I want to get in on the ground floor so that way I can do self-deprecating jokes about why it didn't work. And then I can blame others like, hey, my hands did not have cat fur on them.
Right.
But, you know, a movie like that really needs like 2 or 3 years of like CGI to really sit there and like, if you're painstakingly adding the fur on, it needs at least 2 years.
Well, did you see it?
God, no.
I saw it.
And I went to go see it at the Winter Garden Theater in its heyday when they were actually wearing cat suits.
Did you see it?
Yes, it did.
See, I never saw the actual show.
We went to it on a school trip.
Oh, okay. I have been asking myself...
I can't tell you what it was.
While I was sitting there contemplating my place in the world, I was saying to myself, is there a way to do this well? No. Is there any version of Cats movie that works?
Yeah, animation.
That's actually not a bad idea. I don't know if there is a version that works.
I mean, listen, it's...
But I think there are versions that could be better than the one we got.
Hey, listen, it's a fucking weird plot.
It's weird, and it's barely a plot. But they could have. It still could have been better. The sets could have been better. Some of the casting could have made more sense. The costumes could have been better. It still would have been a sell. A musical about cats in an alleyway.
Well, you know, this is what you question. Are musicals still even a viable thing that can make money? Or was La La Land that sleeper? Oh my God, this came out of nowhere. Are we going to resurrect the genre? It's not like See You in St. Louis.
Funny you say that, because I saw that recently and I fell asleep. I tried to stay awake.
That's a classic musical.
That's one of Jen's favorite movies, and she made me see it. And
you didn't like it?
I tried. It was the second time I actually saw it, and the second time I fell asleep watching it.
Yeah.
And I actually saw it once in a class I took all about the films of Vincent Minnelli.
And you fell asleep.
And I still fell asleep.
Yeah. Sorry.
The best part
is the end.
You get to leave. The best part is Judy Garland singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
That's it.
That's it. That's it. What you're there for.
That's it.
There's like 5 hours around,
you know,
that, though.
I think that is totally a, you know, we're in a new relationship, you have to watch my favorite movie.
Because, she does a lot. She watches dumb shit for me.
I can only imagine what you put that poor girl through. So all you could have did was drink a nice coffee and stay up. And you couldn't even
I
do
tried.
That.
I tried.
You did not try?
I honestly tried.
Bullshit. If I was to ask her now, did you try? She'd probably be like, Michael gave no attempt.
No, that's not true. I really tried.
Were you laying down?
No, I was... It was...
Were you cuddling in the nook of love? You know that little nook?
No.
Right between like the... Right near the chest and the snuggle of the armpit?
No. I don't believe there was any cuddling happening.
Couldn't even watch.
I just
couldn't do it. He couldn't do it for your woman. It's all right.
You know what?
I tried. I did it. I put up a fucking fuss about watching it.
I didn't see. I didn't put up a fuss. I said,
no,
you
want
to go see this movie? It means something to you? I'll see it for you.
Yeah, no, I did. But this is like 10 years ago when I was just a piece of shit boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, I had to watch Royal Rumble 92.
Yeah.
Like,
anyway.
The musicals are great, dude, when they're done right.
Who are you?
All right, look.
I can play back tapes of this very podcast where you go and I don't get it.
I don't.
You
I
stop
don't.
And sing.
I don't. Well, I don't get that. But
so who is this?
Listen, in-flight movies, there are some like Seven Wives for Seven Brothers.
That
I had this. I sat on a plane.
I think it's Seven Brides for Seven.
Whatever the fuck it's called.
You're saying it wrong.
I sat there. Hold on. What is it? Vin. Vinny. Can open the door.
I think Seven
Brides. Is it Seven Wives for Seven Brothers or is it Seven Brothers for Seven Wives?
Seven Wives for Seven Brothers.
Seven Wives for Seven Brides? Seven Wives or Seven Brides? Seven Brides. Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. All right. Yeah. They got that one song I like in the forest where they're chopping fucking wood.
That's a good one. I saw that movie.
Yeah. But no, I didn't give a fuck about this nonsense until, like, I don't know, you're on an in-flight. Listen, it's an in-flight movie, right?
Yeah.
And you sign onto the United app, and they have all these movies that I've already seen.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, listen, I got a 3-hour flight.
Yeah.
I might as well watch Seven Wives for Seven Cousins or whatever it was called.
You got it wrong.
And I sat there and I watched it and I was like, okay, I understand it. The diegesis of it, the music pops in.
Don't just throw in the word diegesis.
I know it. I sat in on a couple of your fucking classes back in the day.
Harrison Ford's going to start filming Indiana Jones 5.
No, why? Why?
I don't know. He needs a new deck.
Right?
He wants another plane.
What is he? This is him. Back.
Did you see him? He was in some Q&A thing.
Miserable fuck.
He was in some Q&A. No, this was for Blade Runner. So he was with Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling sitting next to him. And it's some Q&A thing. And some jackass fan comes up to him and goes, excuse me, sir. You did The Force Awakens, and now you're doing this. You might do another Indiana Jones. Are you just basically going through and replaying all your best characters? And Ryan Gosling starts laughing because we all know this is the truth.
It is the truth.
But to his credit, Harrison Ford goes, yeah. Yeah.
All right, that's
cool. What I'm doing.
That's cool.
It's funny because just a couple episodes ago, me, Janine, and Bill had a big argument about the Indiana Jones movies. I say that the crazier, wackier ones are better.
I've never seen them.
I'm for it. Whatever.
I've no desire to ever see them.
As long as Shia LaBeouf's not in it, I'm all right.
But why don't they breathe new life into them? Like, why don't we, like, reboot? Or not even do a reboot. Just, here, listen. He had a son or a daughter.
Uh-huh.
And the child is now taking up the mantle as Indiana Jones.
Because we don't want to bring back Shia LaBeouf.
Why's it got to be him for?
Because he was in the four.
Well, just fucking...
Just recast him?
Recast it.
You just fucking pull a Vacation on him?
Yeah, why not? You don't need him.
You pull a Rusty and Audrey on him?
Let's do it. Let's do it. Like, there got to be somebody interesting. Who's that young Hollywood upstart now, like, that people love?
Oh,
Who's the one?
Chalamet? What's his name?
Yeah, right?
Timothy.
Him or the girl that started Saoirse Bad Ronan. Girls? What was that teen comedy about... The girls going off to college that they were nerds.
Book smart.
Yeah. Well, why don't that girl who stars in Last Man Standing with
Tim
Allen? She's great. Make her a fucking action star.
Dever or whatever her name is.
Whatever. Like,
she might be, that girl might be Batgirl.
She's great.
Yeah.
Did you see her at the Oscars?
She was crushing
Amazing. It. Like, I just don't understand why do we want to see a man whose bones are probably like brittle now at this point.
Yeah.
Doing stunts that we know is not him. Right? And then can we factor in Sean Connery? Is he alive or dead still?
No, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead
still.
Oh,
okay. He's not back alive.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say, could he just like CGI him and be like, "Show, Sean, you're back." All right. Like, I don't get it. And is Lucas directing it?
No.
Or did he sign away that franchise as well? Because
yeah, he did, actually.
Because he wanted to put a new wing on his mansion.
Yeah, it's Lucasfilm, but he's not going to do Lucasfilm anymore. But you know what? They fucking... milk the Star Wars fucking cow dry, so they might as well go to the other fucking...
Does Disney own Indiana Jones as well?
Yeah, they own Lucas, therefore they own Indiana Jones.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We're going to get Disney Plus Indiana Jones films.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They might already be on Disney Plus.
What, Young Indy?
I don't know if Young Indy's on there.
Might be kind of cool.
So you're saying you're not going to go see Harrison Ford play Indiana Jones?
Mike, I haven't seen a Harrison Ford movie since Witness.
That's untrue. That can't be true. Since Witness. He's great in Witness, though.
Fantastic.
That's also a very young Viggo Mortensen. Yes. As an Amish man.
Yes, I can't tell you the last time I actually seen a Harrison Ford movie. Like, legitimately, I can't tell you the last time I've seen a Harrison
Ford
movie.
You didn't see The Rise of Skywalker? He's in that shit.
You know better than that.
I don't know why he was in it, but they threw him in there.
I mean, he needed to be in it.
They were like, it's the last one. Throw him in.
Just fucking...
But isn't he dead already? I don't know. Yeah, throw him in. Throw He's him a memory. In. Who gives yeah, a shit at Star Wars? We're done.
That's easy. You put the blue light over him. We're good to go.
What? The blue light?
Put him in the blue light. We're good to go. Oh, God.
All right. Let's take a break.
All right.
And we'll come back and have a chill session. Wait, I just heard something crazy. What was it? Oh, Henry Rollins is going to voice Manny Faces on the new fucking Masters Universe.
Yeah. Now, I wonder how...
Not Manny Faces, Triclops.
Yeah, now I want to know how that doesn't go into his whole, I don't sell out, I don't do anything. Like,
you know, I find him fascinating.
He is.
He just writes books and does stand-up now.
It makes a lot of money.
From punk to
whatever this is,
whatever he is now, motivational speaker. He's still in great shape.
Yes, not even miserable. He's just Henry Rollins.
No, he's just Henry Rollins.
He's just Henry Rollins.
I'm a fan of his without having heard any of his music.
Okay, well, I'm a punk dude, so I
do you?
Yeah, I like Black Flag.
I wasn't aware that you enjoyed punk
and Rollins, man. Well, you know, hey pal, listen, you know, get to know me a little bit more.
I know enough.
Surface level.
This is PCMC. I'm Mike Bongiorno. I'm here with Emilio Sparks. This is a podcast that's available anywhere podcasts are available. Think of a place. Yeah, we're there.
All right, great.
Okay. Subscribe. Write a review. Like. Share.
Hey, do it all.
Follow at Pop Culture Man Children on Instagram.
Got to get Mike a Twitter.
We got to get a Twitter. We'll get on that.
You know.
There's a Facebook page.
There
not
is.
Not a lot happens there.
So you got to keep on going with the Facebook. You got to add the episodes every week.
I do. Have it set up that when the episode drops, it drops right to it.
I love it, but you should also go on there and do like open package reviews and things like that. Like you should...
More video content?
Yeah, you should engage with your community.
But I'm afraid of COPA.
But if you're just doing
it on... I got COPA fears now.
Just doing it on there and you're just talking about, hey, I bought this with my own money. Yeah. Here's the receipt.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. Yeah. You're not doing it on YouTube.
That's true.
And then we're going to talk about me playing with the toy on the podcast.
What toys you been playing with?
Okay. So, I haven't been playing with toys.
Yeah.
But I bought that fucking monstrosity.
Ooh, can I see that?
Would you like
that
to see that?
That is a beautiful piece. This is a Godzilla. A nice size Godzilla. Ooh, he looks thick. And you put this bow tie on him?
Yeah, I did.
He looks handsome.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is...
That's an Imperial Godzilla.
Imperial.
1987?
Five.
85. All right. Yeah.
From Toho, from the Toho Company Limited.
Yeah.
I'm reading the imprint on his feet.
Well, this is a lipstick Godzilla.
No. Why?
Because they fucked up.
Uh-huh.
And when they made the toy,
yeah,
for some reason they decided to make the eyes weird and the lips odd. So
there's a little too much red.
Yeah.
But he's cool.
Yeah, I got it in the most interesting of places.
Where'd you get it?
At a random ass toy store in Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
It's a little
fucked up.
Well, that's why I got it for cheap.
Okay.
I come out of, and I like it because it was perfect, you know? Now, I had they came out with two different sizes of these.
Yeah.
They have the size, which is the 12 to 13 inch.
Yeah.
And then they have the 6 inch.
Yeah.
I had the 6 inch as a child.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I don't know where it went. So then one day, I'm in Chicago for work.
Yeah.
I come out of church. Because come out of church, right across the street from the church in Chicago.
Yeah.
There was a toy store, like an old one. But it was really, my OCD was really bad, and I really couldn't stand it. It was like all the toys were dirty, and they were thrown in like buckets and boxes, like all the loose toys and everything like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't amazing. So you had to dig for stuff. Like they had some really incredible stuff, like Baywatch.
So this guy was loose.
Baywatch toys and everything. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
They had a lot of stuff, Voltron stuff, and I figured, you know, I'm in Chicago. I might as well buy myself something different.
Yeah.
And so I go into the toy store. I'm looking around, right? And I see this, and it automatically popped my eye first, right?
It's beautiful looking.
And the reason why I remember it is because if you were to watch when Roseanne was actually a good television show.
Sure, yeah.
There was a Imperial Red Lip Godzilla on the back of the, just chilling in the back. This height and everything.
Oh.
So I said to myself, I always wanted giant Godzilla.
Yeah.
So I made eye contact with it, so I make a beeline straight over to it.
Okay.
I asked the guy behind the counter, hey, could you get that for me? And he shows me it. First off, it's covered in crud.
Oh.
There was like dead bugs on it and everything.
Oh, no.
So he's handling it. I look at the toes. I look at the back.
Yeah, some of the blades on the back are a little messed up.
Yeah, so I told him, okay, listen, you want 75 for this?
No, that's
not
going
to happen, pal. Not going to happen. He goes, what do you think it's worth? I go, it's worth 25, but I'm going to give you 40 just because I'm nice.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, great. And I was like, do me a favor. He's like, what? I go, fucking clean it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, there's an extra 5 in it for you to clean this thing. And man, oh man, he scrubbed this thing down.
Yeah, it looks good now.
And it looks great. And then I took this with me everywhere because I had to do a loop. So this thing was with me all over the country.
Oh, there's articulation in the tail.
Oh, yeah. Man, I went on this thing. This thing went over with me all over airports across the country for the next 2 weeks.
Now, are you a fan of Godzilla, or is it just you're interested in the iconography of the character?
No, the iconography of the character, and I had the toy as a child.
Okay.
And I was just like, you know what? I want something that's unique and different and that I can put on my mantle.
It's a solid piece.
Yeah, solid piece. I couldn't put it in my bag.
Yeah.
So I was literally carrying this thing with like this on the airport with me.
Did you get any looks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but I was taking photos. I was posting them on my Instagram stories.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's what I was doing. So I bought that. It was cool.
40, not bad.
Yeah, no.
That's not bad for 40.
No. No.
I have a hard time.
But also, you got to remember, too, it's a mom and pop store. So you got to give them money. You got to give them a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was not worth $75.
You know, I have a really hard time, even though I open my toys, I have a hard time buying loose stuff. I guess it's the OCD in me. I feel like it's dirty, but I'll buy a card back figure and then still open it.
Of course. Well, it's different because the toy is intact and was not touched by muggle hands. You know what I mean?
I recently rebought one of my all-time favorite figures.
What'd you buy? You got a picture for me?
I do. I bought from the 1995 Power the Force line.
Of course you did.
They had They had figures to tie into the novel Shadow of the Empire. And there's a scene in Shadow of the Empire where Chewbacca goes in disguise or whatever. So it's him in disguise, but he's got like
a picture of this. He has like a Billy Ray Cyrus mullet.
He's got spiky hair.
And a mullet.
Yeah. There he is.
Yeah, he looks like Billy Ray Cyrus.
He's got like an eye patch over his eye. He looks like a pirate.
Yeah, that's some disguise, let me tell you. I don't know if anybody
I mean, you know he's a Wookiee, but you wouldn't know he's the mighty Chewbacca.
Oh, because it was the eye patch.
Right, you'd be like, all right, this is just some other random Wookiee. Chewbacca famously does not have a flat top.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. And he's not all business in the front and party in the back.
Right, this Chewbacca does.
Yeah. That Chewbacca looks like he's missing a can of Chorus.
So I got him and I opened him.
And how'd that make you feel?
Great. I also have Dash Rendar.
I don't know who that is.
He was the protagonist of that book and the video game that went in with it. I'm trying to redo all of them. I got King Zizor, who was the villain in that.
So you think they would ever make that a movie?
I would love for that to be made into canon.
Right? Can't Ryan Gosling play Dash Rendar?
From your lips to God's ears.
Right?
He'd be a great Dash Rendar.
Yeah, sure.
Fucking fantastic.
And who would be Emperor Zuzu?
Let's get, you know who'd be good at it? Fucking, what's his name? Tom Hardy.
As Emperor Zuzu?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shave him bald like we did in that Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
Make him green, because he's green.
Okay.
And he'd be great.
Is he part of the fucking... The fucking empire?
No, no, no.
Oh, this is a whole different thing.
It's a crime syndicate.
See, I like that. Why don't we go into like the seedy underbelly now?
This is what I'm saying.
Why does it always got to be good versus evil in terms of the galactic empire?
Exactly.
Just give me a Goodfellas in space.
Lucas, before he even sold the company, he had an idea for that. It was called what was it called? Recently, part of the pilot was surfaced. I think it was called like Underworld or Outworld, some Star Wars, whatever.
Westworld.
And it was basically like the scummy underbelly of the Star Wars world.
Yo, give me that, man. I want to.
Well, you get some of that in Mandalorian.
Well, that's more of a space western, but
yeah.
I want scummy. I want like Jabba the Hutt sitting there around two robotic strippers, and they're like dancing in front of him, and like yeah. you know, like you see fucking Zsa Zsa Gabor walk into like the. The fucking, dude. Like a Yakuza.
Sure.
You know what I mean? He's got like tattoos all over him.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And he shoots him.
Yeah.
And then takes those fucking silver money things that they had in The Mandalorian.
Yeah, the credits.
Yeah, yeah.
The Beskar steel.
Yeah. And then Dash Rendar, who's like the fucking good guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
He does die.
It's all right.
Because he's not in Return of the Jedi. Yeah. So they had to introduce him and kill him very quickly. And let's not mention him again.
Yeah, but they could fix that, though, now.
Yeah. I wish it was canon, my friend. I wish
it was canon. Why has it got to be canon for? Can't they just start something new?
I mean, if they took the DCEU route and said, ah, whatever.
Yeah, but they have so much of like these movies. They have so many intellectual properties that are just sitting there doing nothing. Like, I know you're a big Ashoke fan.
Right? A what? Fan?
Ashok? What's her name? Ashoka?
Ahsoka?
Yeah, whatever the fuck her name is.
Ahsoka Tano.
They can't do a movie about her or Disney Plus film. Or...
I think. Well, they're doing a new season of Clone Wars.
Yeah, but why is it got to be animated?
For? And her voice. She has a voice cameo at the end of Rise of Skywalker when Rey is down and out. You hear every Jedi ever. It's a real like get up, you son of a bitch. Mickey loves you moment. Yeah. You hear Ahsoka say, "Get up."
Okay.
Yeah, that movie wasn't great.
All right. So now, what's the next thing with the toys for you? Are you going to get, like, the vehicles? Because I know you're not a big vehicle guy.
I'm not a big vehicle guy because they take up a lot of room.
They do.
I would get Dash's ship if I found it.
I think you should.
Because it was a cool, like, round-looking ship. It was cool.
So now, where are you finding these things?
I got these at a toy show in New Jersey.
How much did they cost you?
I think not bad. They're like $9 each. They were not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
Not bad at all. Actually, here was the whole... I'll show you the whole haul from the show.
Let me see.
That's everything we got.
Okay. All right, so you got some Funkos.
Yes.
Okay. Spyro and Sphinx. No idea what that is.
Spyro, he's a dragon.
Okay. Bullseye. I don't know who that is.
Those are Jens.
You got Rey. Okay. Cara Dune. I know Cara that because I watched that.
Yep.
The really cool robot.
Right. Voiced by Taika Waititi.
I love it. But why would you open these? These look like they're in pretty good condition.
They are.
The ones that you wanted.
Yeah. I don't know. The only ones that I currently have not opened and displayed are the retro line.
Okay.
Because those were literally like... the mold, the same mold of the original figures. So yeah. They look exactly, it's like this was the first wave
ever. Yeah, you can't do ever. That. Yeah.
Even though they're new. So those I like to keep, whatever. But the regular figures, you know.
You think it's time that I open that up?
You know, we've had this conversation a lot on this show. And I think it's entirely what you want. If you don't want to... I'll support that.
I mean,
because look, they look beautiful. In the end, right?
Yeah.
Since we're grown-ups and we don't play with toys,
no.
In the end, these are display pieces.
Yes.
So do you display it as its package, as it's commercially meant to be displayed in a store, or do you take it out, get a good look at it, and display it in some tableau that you yourself create? This is the question.
Well, you know, specifically, I was thinking, well, all right, well, the boxes aren't really...
And you're talking about your Voltrons.
Yeah, because the boxes of the Voltrons are not really...
The classic looks better.
No, the classics are all beat up. The new ones are pristine.
But are they beat up on purpose?
Because,
like, the Star Wars Retro has, like, fake...
No,
like
no,
to
these
make
are,
it look aged.
No, these are beat up. These were beat up because I guess my mom bought them at like a store.
Oh, okay.
For me. The ones that I went to before Toys R Us closed. I made sure that I got pristine boxes.
R.I.P.
Now, I don't know if I want to open them up or not, because I only need two of each now. I just need two more.
So you can create...
So I could actually form the mighty defender of the universe.
Sure.
And from both eras. Now, I don't know if
now,
I
want to... That would be nice to have them both.
Well, that's what I was thinking
done.
Of doing. You know what I mean? Because the room is going to get a complete overhaul. I want to be more minimal. I'm getting rid of a lot of stuff. And I have been.
Okay.
So I don't know what I want to do. But I have a whole 80s thing that I want to do. I want to at least get one piece from each of the things that I liked as a child. Like, I know there,
well,
there is a
new... Well, you got your Curious George.
I do. I got my Curious George. I got a plushie.
A Swamp Thing.
Which I wasn't big on the plushies, but you actually, you know, convinced me to have one plushie. So I was like, all right, well, what did I like as a kid? Oh, I liked Curious George.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm going to get a Curious George plushie. Boom. Done. Okay.
I just got a bootleg Baby Yoda plushie.
How do you get a bootleg one?
Because it's from China. Because there are no Baby Yoda toys, so there's a whole bootleg market of Baby Yoda shit.
What, did you go behind like an alley?
No, it was advertised on Facebook. Green Baby Alien.
Okay.
Is what this company made.
Yeah.
I ordered it. It took like 2 fucking months because it was coming from God knows where.
Yeah.
And it finally came. And it's the only Baby Yoda toy I have.
How's it look?
It's beautiful. I put it on the plushie chair.
Would it look bootleg?
Oh, it's bootleg for sure.
Do like all the other plushie toys when they come alive at night, like ostracize the bootleg Yoda?
I don't know. I'm into bootleg stuff. Aren't you?
It's different.
Bootleg stuff is cool.
I mean, I won't wear bootleg clothing, but I know bootleg clothing is like all the rage now.
Well, why wouldn't you wear bootleg clothing? Especially if it's a thing that...
Well, if it's a satire, yes.
Right.
Then I will do it.
Like, this is obviously trying to look like Baby Yoda, but it's also doing its own thing.
Okay.
So it's like, you would never say, oh, that's a Disney product.
Let me see.
Let me find this Baby Yoda bootleg.
Yeah, I want to see this. I want to see this. It's different.
You can tell it's Baby Yoda, but the eyes are different. It looks very Asian.
Well, it's
it's got hearts in its eyes.
Yeah.
It's got a sort of anime look to it.
It has its own distinct personality.
But you know what? That was one of the first Baby Yoda anythings on the market. So
you had to get it.
In years to come, people will remember that bootleg.
Did it come in a package or just came as is?
Oh, fucking, it barely came to me. It came... like wrapped in newspaper.
Okay.
When it finally showed up on my doorstep,
I was like... Did you squeal with like glee?
I did. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Yo, the plushie chair is growing, dude.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Fucking A, it is growing, man. Oh my God. You have a goofy Darth Vader?
You bet I fucking do.
What is... Wow, that pork is huge.
I also got a bootleg... Rick Sanchez on there.
I'm seeing it right there.
Yeah.
Oh my God, wait a minute. Is that the Miss Piggy from the Christmas line back in the day?
Let me see.
Right there?
No, that's Noof. That's from Muppet Babies.
Oh, all right. Wow, the plushie chair is interesting, man. It just keeps on growing.
Did I put Deadpool Bear on there?
Yeah, Deadpool Bear is on there.
I got that for Christmas. Deadpool Build-A-Bear. It was an online exclusive because he was too violent for the stores.
Yeah. I see you got Waddles.
Yeah, you bet.
You got Jeffrey.
You fucking bet.
The only original one from your childhood was E.T.
E.T.
In the hoodie.
I'm
impressed, man. You got some interesting shit here. What is that thing?
That is a... Oh, that the little thing?
Yeah, what is that?
That's a homemade adipose from Doctor Who, the little fat creatures.
Yeah.
It's I got it at the Newdorp High School Comic Con.
Okay.
Somebody made it out of
Hey man, the plushie chair is growing, dude.
You fucking bet it is.
What's the next plushie piece?
Well, you know, I'm going to Disney.
How much money do you think you're really going to drop? Oh, wait, no, you have no money. Disney doesn't believe in paper currency. You just have the magic. You have the magic buddy band.
I am... We can talk about how much I've already spent on merchandise. To make the lightsabers, $200. And to make the droid is $100. And I already set up those meetings because it's a whole experience to make them.
Cha-cha-ching.
So that's three that's already done. Yeah. Am I going to want to get... You know I'm going to go crazy at Memento Mori, which is the Haunted Mansion store.
I know.
I love the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, you do?
If I had my own house, I'd have a Haunted Mansion office.
I know you would.
Probably a lot.
All right.
Probably a lot.
All right. All right. I don't...
My aim after the Star Wars toys...
$2,000.
No, my aim is like $400.
Okay.
Because what am I going to really want? I'm going to want some t-shirts.
Oh, right? Well, that's what I was about to say. I know you're not going there. Like, you should go down there with one t-shirt, just a one that you would wear down there.
Yeah.
And then buy your wardrobe for the entire week.
Yeah. I gotta stock up for...
Why don't you do that?
Someone at work recently, this kid, well, he's not a kid, he's like in his 20s, but he's a kid to me because I'm old.
Yeah.
And I never really even talked to him that much, but he's a super nice guy. And he was like, he said, "You are the graphic tee king." And I was like, "Thank you so much for saying that. You have no idea how much that means to me."
Yeah, you are. It was for a while, it was JSD. JSD.
Yeah.
But he only wore one specific...
He only did Marvel.
That's it.
He was very, very franchise-oriented.
Yeah, you will...
I'll branch out.
Yeah, stone by day, flesh by night.
Yeah. Yeah, right now I'm wearing gargoyles. Yeah, I'll do Disney. I'll do Star... I probably have more Star Wars than anything else.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of Ghostbusters and stuff. I try not to go for anything that I don't genuinely like. Mm.
I have 12 pairs of the same t-shirt.
What shirt?
It is just a black St. John's Bay t-shirt that I bought at JCPenney's. I love it. It's my uniform when I was traveling on the road. I just...
What do you love about it?
I like comfy. And that was it. They hang nice. It looks like something out of like a Hypebeast, like fucking...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wear the sweatpants with the long fucking dick strings hanging out in front.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My Yeezys. Literally whole outfit together, with the exception of the sneakers.
Yeah,
$15.
Nice,
love it. But it looks like I dropped about $400 for sweatpants. But nice. Yeah, like when you open up my dresser drawers, it's just the same black t-shirt.
It's funny. I have similarly. When I'm inside, my favorite shirt is my NASA shirt because it's so soft.
Yeah,
and I have three of them.
See,
you so get I'm with you. I'll buy you the same shirt.
But I do want. I do. Since we're talking about chill sesh, when I was in LA,
yeah,
I picked this up.
Let's see here. It's a nice tan shirt. It's got no sleeves. Wait, what does it say?
It's a screen print of Neil Young's Young. Yeah, Dreamcatcher is from one of his albums.
Oh,
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's from a vintage shop called Made Worn.
That is very cool.
So yeah, I was when I was in LA.
I love it.
I was like, all right, cool. I'm gonna piss my money away.
No, it's good.
And I bought it. And look at it. It's not black.
No, I like it.
Either it's like a cream color.
I like that. It's nice and soft.
And I figured since I'm fucking stupid jacked right now, so I'm just like, I'm gonna wear this thing.
Sure. Why have sleeves?
Well, I don't want sleeves anymore. When it comes to those things, I don't want sleeves. And then I got to go back to LA soon anyway, so I'm gonna go back to the store and I'm probably gonna pick up a Willie Nelson one that
I
want.
You see anything that you think looks good for me?
Okay. Just
shoot me a little. Shoot me a picture.
A little picture. I got you.
Yeah.
I got
you. I'll tell you whether or not we'll go for it.
It'll be my gift to you.
I ordered and this is why you can't order shirts online.
Oh no, you can't, dude.
I wanted to, because we're gonna be doing at Disney. We're gonna be doing a lot of Instagramming.
So I might have to mute yous.
Yeah. So I needed a shirt for every different park.
Okay.
So I didn't have an Epcot shirt. So I found...
You're very particular.
I found a shirt with the old school Epcot logo with the different pavilions on it.
Uh-huh.
Black.
Uh-huh.
Ordered it. Everything about this shirt is awful. I can't even tell you how rough it is. It's like 50% cardboard, 50% polyurethane. It is the furthest thing from soft. The ink that they use to put the image on,
yeah,
the worst ink. It's like, do you use this to draw the lines in a fucking parking lot?
But I have a thing that you could do. You can soak it in a brine. You could soak it in like a salt brine.
But even the image looks like it's from a bad 1990s printer. Everything about this shirt is awful.
What Etsy shop did you get this on?
I found it on Amazon. But you can't trust Amazon anymore because they've got third-party people,
too.
Fuck
that. Yeah, I'm never getting anything off Amazon. I have no desire ever.
This is what I fucking get for trying to order. Every time I've ordered a shirt online, this happens.
You're just better off just waiting and going to Epcot to get the shirt yourself. Now, if you see, this is what I want now. I want a soft, vintagey Mickey Mouse T-shirt.
I'm sure there's plenty of that.
I've got to show you the exact one that I want.
Show me the exact one, and I'll get it for you.
Yeah, please. Like, I will PayPal you the money on the spot.
Yeah.
I know you're going to go into debt with your fucking funny band. So, like, I don't know.
Magic bands,
whatever,
please.
Whatever the fuck it's called.
They're magic bands.
But I will promise, yeah, I want to, so that way I can cop the sleeves off that bad boy, too. But I'm going to go to a tailor, though, so he can cut it off nicely.
All right.
Yeah, I want to, like.
That's what every tailor wants, to cut your T-shirt.
That's it. I walked in there once, not with the Neil Young. The Neil Young was perfectly altered already. Like, I was like, sweet. But I went in there with a couple of, like, T-shirts that I wanted to.
Do you think Arnold wore that shirt in 1984 when he was pumping iron?
Oh, yeah. Down at Muscle Beach? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I am coming all the time.
All the time. I'm going to listen to Heart of Gold. I've been to Hollywood. I've been to Redwood.
Old man, look at my life.
I'm a lot like you. I'll be back.
I did not go to my father's funeral because the Mr. Universe contest was that day.
And he wanted me to come and work out, Arnold. Oh, boy. But yeah, so going back real quick, circling back to the Voltron, I think once I get the last two from each of the set,
yeah,
I might open them up. Maybe we'll do it as an episode. We'll actually make it a mini where I open these things up and you talk me off a ledge. And then we construct them, and then I'll just put them up on the shelf because I'm creating an 80s shelf.
Those are big, though. When you create
those are big.
Voltron, when you create like the Master Defender or whatever, how big does it get?
It's going to be bigger than the Godzilla.
Yeah, for sure.
And the Godzilla is like 13 inches. That's got to be 14.
Yeah.
Easy. So I'm building a shelf and everything because, you know, they're doing a Thundercats line.
Yeah.
So I want to get a Lion-O.
Right.
Or maybe a Panthro. I don't know yet. I don't want to do both. I want to do things that, you know, I never had a Panthro as a kid, so maybe I'll get a Panthro instead. I definitely have to do something from He-Man, something from an Optimus Prime.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't need to find, like, old school pieces because that's just, you know, you pay your arm and a leg. But I think I want, like, just things that, you know, are new and they look good. Like, I know that Super 7 or whatever that Instagram is. There's some cool shit.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just thinking, fuck it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Absolutely.
There you go. Treat myself and put it together. I have, like, the shelf that I'm going to build, like one of those industrial shelves with, like, the pipes and all that stuff in the wood. And fucking just make my 80s shelf and keep it moving.
Absolutely.
That's it. That's nothing else. Oh, and this is cool, too. I got this I haven't seen you, so it's been a while. But this is interesting.
What is this here? This is a framed poster of Roadhouse with Patrick Buddy Swayze.
It's my favorite movie.
But what's cool is where the white border would be is transparent.
Yeah, it's just glass.
It's just glass.
Yeah.
Buddy.
How great is that?
That is very cool. Where'd you get this?
A friend of mine gave it to me as a gift for Christmas.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Pain don't hurt.
Pain don't hurt.
That's awesome.
That's it. Makes me want to study NYU philosophy.
Well, you've seen the Master Universe poster Janine got me, right?
Oh my god, dude! Yeah,
that was a classic.
You get to frame that bad boy.
It was originally it's still framed, but the glass is fucked up.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I need to redo it.
Why don't you just get it done?
Yeah, I need to. I don't know why I need to. I don't know why I haven't, because it's still up. I could still look at it.
Yeah, but no,
I need to make it look nice.
Yeah, man.
And that was original.
Dude.
Yeah. Battle that started in the stars has now come to Earth.
Ooh.
Masters of the universe. All right, let's take a break and we'll come back and do obsessions. I'm going to go pee. Welcome back to PCMC. I'm Mike Bongiorno. This is a podcast that's available anywhere podcasts are available.
Do you really got to say that every time?
This is Obsessions. This is where we talk about the things we are currently obsessed with. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first? Who wants to go first? You want to go? You want to go? You want to go?
I'll say it like this. Ready?
Okay.
Thunder only happens when it's raining. Players only love you when they're playing. Women, they will come and they will go. When the rain washes you clean, you'll know. Do you know what my obsession is?
Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, man. I fell down a really bad wormhole of information. I just needed to eat it up. First off, there was an old... I took this when, again, traveling. I bought a Rolling Stone, right?
Uh-huh.
And then there was an interview. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, because I just wanted to look at Zoe Kravitz on the cover.
Of course.
But then there was a interview with Lindsey Buckingham.
Yes.
Who was the guitarist for Fleetwood Mac. So I read the whole entire thing, why he left, then he came back, then he left again, blah, 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 blah. So then, like, I wanted to go on Wikipedia, and I think the Fleetwood Mac Wikipedia is the longest read in the world, because they have so many, like, start stops where, all right, this one quit, and then this one came back, and then this one came in, and then this one quit, and, you know, and then in the instrument of this, they were doing this album, and then, you know, like, they wrote Dreams, and here's when Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham came in, and then Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks were dating, and, you know, John and Christina McVie, they were married, and then they broke up, and it was like whoa.
I think Dreams is an underrated song by them.
I mean, Fleetwood Mac is... It's a fucking... Like, Rumors is sold over 40 million copies. Do you know, to sell over... like 10 million, you go diamond. They went diamond four times on that album.
Crazy.
That is in the top 20 of the most popular albums sold of all time. That's a lot of fucking albums. And that was physical copies, too. That wasn't just this streaming bullshit. This is real shit. Like, physical copies of this album were bought.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was their ninth or 10th album. So before Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks even came in, Fleetwood Mac was a thing for years.
Yeah.
And they had marginal success.
Yeah.
And then when they came in, you know, Lindsey took them to a different sound, a little bit more, he polished them a little bit. They were less bluesy and folky, and became more like music of the times with what Stevie would write about. And the shit hit. And the shit hit. And
Well, Don't Stop Believin' was Bill Clinton's campaign song.
That was actually what brought them back together again, because it was only supposed to be a one off. You know, at that time, you know, Buckingham was out. He was gone. He didn't want fucking nothing to do with Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
And then you get a call from this guy that's going to win the presidency.
Yeah.
And it's like, you got to do it at the inauguration. And then they start thinking, well, all right, people are now starting to buy the records again. And people really want us to get back together. Yeah. Let's do a reunion tour. Let's put out a new album.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. So,
are they still together currently?
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac is still together.
They still tour?
I don't know if they're still touring, but I know that they're making music. I know that.
Wow.
Yeah, I know that they're still making music. Fleetwood Mac's all right, man.
Fleetwood Mac's awesome.
And I really didn't get into them. It was just so happened that, you know, I get Spotify for the road and, you know, I'm driving in these, I got long distance drives or whatever. And I'm like, all right, let me listen to Tusks by Fleetwood Mac. Let's see what it's about. And I, you know, 4 hours in a car in Portland, and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at this, man. All right, yeah.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do.
Man. That was cool, man. That was 1976, and they did it at Record Planet in Sausalito, which was also home to Kanye West when he was doing College Dropout. And then he recorded through the wire there when his mouth was wired shut when he had a bad car accident.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Record Planet has a lot of fucking history to it. Like, Sausalito, California. Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah. There's a lot. There's some cool shit. So, like, so it's just been Fleetwood Mac. And then I wanted to just, I had to read about them. And there was a lot of drugs.
Oh, yeah.
And they were burnt out. And it's funny.
I don't know if this is true or not, but the myth is that Stevie Nicks did so much coke, she, like, basically destroyed the receptors in her nose, so she had to do coke up her ass to get high?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
It's an urban myth.
It could be an urban myth.
Like, yeah.
I would love to know that. Because she
I'm going to look it up.
I went to then I started watching interviews about her. Uh-huh. And they would talk about these weird myths or whatever, and they brought up that what the fuck is her name? Wanted to play her in a movie, Lindsay Lohan, and wanted to buy the rights to her movie. And Stevie Nicks flat out said, nobody's buying the rights to me or anything. She goes, and if somebody wants to do a movie on me, one, they're going to have to pay a lot of money. And two, I'm going to have creative control in this. She goes, because I have had journals for years when I started in this band. I have books and notebooks and notebooks and notebooks and notebooks of my life and my stories. She goes, that nobody can do my story justice. And she goes, I've never had kids, but she goes, I have a lot of nieces and nephews, and one day when I'm gone, she goes, this is what they'll have, and I want them to get to know me a little bit more, and they'll have these intimate, well detailed notebooks. Could you imagine what's in those notebooks?
Oh my god. Yeah,
like could you imagine? Like, also, what something was funny when I found out was after John and Christina McVie broke up, she started seeing Dennis Wolfe from the Beach Boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. And then, like, she had to dip out of that because he was just going down a bad path with drugs and alcohol.
Really?
Yeah, man. So much so that he died from drowning. He fucking jumped off his yacht. Yeah, let me tell you something. Hollywood and the music scene in California, it's all connected. It's scary. It's scary how there's, like, a 6 degree of separation to almost, like, or not even a 6 degree, like a 2 degree, like, thing. So, yeah, so I've never heard the she had to do cocaine up her asshole thing, but I don't.
She has publicly denied it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean she never had coke blown up her ass.
Like, do they go.
Yeah.
No, or no, does she, like, straw. Take a straw and she sucks it up her ass, like a fart? I don't know if I could suck.
It's a straw. Someone blows it up your ass.
Oh, somebody blows it up your ass.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that. I just thought they would, like, put, like, they would dabble cocaine on the asshole and it would, like, dissolve like salt. Like, it's like people putting salt on their food.
Oh no, it's gotta go up.
It's gotta go up in. Okay. Why? Is it because it travels up the asshole quicker and it gets you more, like,
I think
up?
It gets you fucked up, like, really quick. That's so, like, people who do fucking
vodka in the tampons?
Yeah. There are ways to get shit into your body.
I don't know if I could ever do that.
It's insane.
So, yeah, Fleetwood Mac has been my obsession.
Awesome.
What are you reading about her asshole still?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm looking up.
Let me tell you something. She was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. She wrote Rihanna in 10 minutes. And then I watched a fucking performance, like a practice, like, footage of them. She's fucking beautiful. But they were all on something, man, because, like,
oh yeah,
you know, Mick Fleetwood's playing the fucking drums and he's just like, he's really zoned in, but it looks like his jaw's grinding, like, and she's all sweaty, like, you know, and, like, Lindsey Buckingham, he looks like he's on something.
Oh,
and
god, fucking
John
McVie,
he looks like he's on something. I'm like, oh my god, what are they doing?
Oh god, yeah, they're all fucked,
like,
up.
The 70s must have been a wild time. But yeah, she was absolutely, wow. She was,
whew, oh yeah,
she was
totally.
A pretty woman, man. My God, what a beautiful woman.
Beautiful. My current obsession
is cocaine up the asshole.
Yes.
Okay.
It is a new reality game show called Lego Masters, hosted by Will Arnett. It's on Fox. And if you haven't seen it yet, it's only had 2 episodes by the time we're recording this. It's like any other. It's like those shows where they make cakes or like Project Runway. It's you got a bunch of different teams.
Yeah.
They say this is today's thing.
Build it.
And they build it out of Legos. And
you got to figure out how to do it.
Right. And I think they have 11 hours to do the whole thing, conceive it and build it. It's got to function. It's got to work. It's got to be on fucking theme. And you know, all the different teams are really interesting. If you're in the bottom, they fucking send you home.
So now
two of the judges are actual, like, people who work for Lego that, like, make Legos.
What's the Lego called? The Lego Ideas people?
The Lego Ideas is like when a normal person comes up with an idea, creates something, and then puts it online, and people vote to see whether or not it it actually gets made.
So are these people Lego-like their contestants or no?
No, no, no.
So they're just regular... These are just,
no, but they're good. They're way better than you are. Like, they're like... In a normal world, like in their normal neighborhood, they're probably absolutely extraordinary. Yeah. I mean, like, I can't do anything like that. I can look at the book and make what you tell me to make. I couldn't come up with something and literally engineer it.
So what are, like, some of their jobs?
Like, well, it's the typical reality show, so you've got the different fun teams. I wrote down the teams because you're going to recognize these. Okay, you got Jesse and Sam. These are the hipsters. He wears, like, a plow in his hair and wears overalls all the time. She has this sort of pin-up-y kind of look.
Uh-huh.
They fucking hate each other, argue all the time. They're not going to last long. They're a bad couple. Mark and Boone, these guys are from Portland. They're fat guys with beards.
Portland.
Yeah, they're big. These are the sort of like they're that type. Christian and Aaron are very good-looking woke bros. They do a lot of chest bumps, but they're also like woke.
Okay. What makes them woke? Have they ever said anything that is wokey?
They don't look like they'll drop a roofie in your drink. They okay. look like they'll talk to you about Fleetwood Mac for a little while.
And then pour cocaine in your asshole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mel and Jermaine, these guys are African American and they are represented in the show as quote hood or street. This is not my racism, but I believe the racism of the producers of the show. Because there's not that many African-American people, and these guys are like, this is the way that they are choosing to portray them in the editing.
Yeah.
Travis and Corey, they're fresh as fuck. They're brothers. They're always in suits with fucking the handkerchief squares. And they're brothers. They're also African-American. But their thing is they're like crazy fly. They're like very classy dudes. Tyler and Amy are super boring, white, and fucking basic. They're very, very boring. Flynn and Richard are old nerds in glasses. I think they might be a couple.
Okay.
Nestor and Manny, who are one of my favorites. That's a dad. That's a guy and his dad. Nestor wears floral shirts and a hat and has a big white beard, and he's great.
Yeah.
Amy and Crystal... These are the tattooed, pink-haired, super cool, like, kind of like Comic-Con-y Instagram girls. And then Jesse and Kara are the moms. They've got big hair. They look like their name should be Karen.
Okay.
And spoiler alert, as of recording, they were the first ones to go. They were supposed to, for the second episode, their thing was very interesting. You were supposed to build something, but it was supposed to explode in an interesting way. Because they either... Basically, it was a lotto. Some people, they got to throw theirs off the roof. Some people, Will Arnett hit it with a bat. And some people, you get to explode it from the inside. And you were supposed to build it to explode in an interesting way. And theirs, they just completely fucked up. And this is the best part of the show, by the way. When the Lego falls and breaks and they run out of time and they cry, that's the best part of the show.
Because
you're like, ah!
Did you see like it was going to break?
It broke before even Will Arnett could hit it. Like, they were bringing it over, and it was, like, falling apart.
Oh, does he get to break it if it sucks?
No, he for this thing, he gets to break it.
Oh, I just thought he would just probably be like, God, it sucks, I'm breaking it.
And then I think Amy, who one of the judges, who's, like, she's Danish. She's from the Lego
company. The system?
Company. Yeah, she's just mean. She's like, this is all. She's like, you should kill yourself. This is terrible. And when you leave the show, Will Arnett goes, hand in your minifigs.
Ooh.
And you have a minifig of yourself. And as you walk out, you put your minifig in. And it's like, it's going to be like the row of like all the losers.
You want a minifig, don't you?
I have a minifig I made of myself. Don't you worry about that.
No, but this is like an official tissue one.
I wouldn't want to lose. Although I would never even get fucking. I would
not.
You
wouldn't
I would
get
never,
cold. You wouldn't even get cold.
I would never even get close to that. No way. I can't come up with my own anything. I have none of that skills.
You have no creative ingenuity?
No. And as much as I've played with the bricks, I can't. I can't
get the bricks to.
It seems like magic to me when they come up with an idea and they go, this is the brick for this and this is it. And it's like. I it's just foreign to me. I can't even understand.
You get a nerdgasm.
Yeah,
because you can't figure it out.
It's amazing. Yeah.
I've been there. I know. That's why the Voltron is still sitting in the box.
Yeah.
So I haven't opened it up.
I would love to build that. I would build that so quickly too.
I know you would, honey. I know you would. Yeah. Maybe we'll, you know, we'll do that one day. Maybe we'll double date. We'll make that a thing.
Sure. If you're willing to crack it open,
I don't know.
It out into the world.
Oh, I don't know. It makes me so uncomfortable not to do it. But I want to watch this now.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. Will Arnett's good.
He's fantastic. But I would wish that he would break these things because these contestants spend so many hours building these things that I would just tip it over.
It's fun when you see them do it.
I'm shocked that Gordon Ramsay's not hosting it.
He's the voice of Lego Batman.
Will Arnett, of course. I thought you were going to say Gordon Ramsay now.
No. So he's perfect. But in terms of a brand, by the way, I think this is a much better choice than to keep doing the movies. The movies, some of them are good, some of them aren't. This is, I think, a good choice for the brand to do a reality show like this.
Listen, I think Lego has really, like, they've gotten it now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're no longer this conservative Danish company that just follows the system.
Yeah, they're really the most popular toy, which is amazing because they have such a specific thing.
And to think about how...
And they're building a new park here in New York, Legoland, New York.
See, and to think about like technology as a whole. Of course you are. You're a degenerate. You like to spend your money. but like just to see like the technology that we have and everything's app-driven and video games and whatever, this is still very tactile and it's an old-school toy.
But kids that play with them, sometimes they grow up and become fucking engineers.
All right. You're going to make me really give me the itch to... build something now.
Oh man, when those bricks snap together,
it's euphoric, isn't it?
Oh,
it's the best.
At its finest,
it's the best. It's like IKEA.
It's the system.
It's the system. You got to follow the system.
Absolutely, Emilio,
Michael.
By gosh,
we did it again.
This has been a very classic episode of PCM.
One of the best.
Talked about toys,
cocaine up assholes.
Absolutely. What else? What else could you ask for
with us?
Emilio Sparks, you are available
everywhere
at Emilio Sparks.
That's it.
You, of course,
you can rent my friendship if you want.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Just slide him a DM.
Listen to Wrestle Rap.
Sure, you could do that. That's sure. The thing. We're on
you
everything.
Got new hats?
Yes, we do.
Buy the Wrestle Rap hats.
You can go to WrestleRap.com/shop. For more information on how to stream that, if you like professional wrestling and hip-hop, you could go to WrestleRap.com. All the information is there. It is hosted by me and another PCMC alumni.
Mr. Vin Forte.
Mr. Vinny Forte. And we have fun. It's a podcast about pro wrestling and Muzak.
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 We end every episode by quoting the great animal.
Oh, you still do that? That's still a thing?
Yes. Okay. Always.
I'm just making sure. It's on brand, baby. Go bye-bye.